There are few times in life when a person can feel as powerful as God. When you're saving a life, when you're leading a battalion, and when you're farming your ants.
I created this little world for them. I collected the ants, I placed them in here. You know, I set the whole thing in motion, and it's just the way it is. Set things in motion and then just watch.
Jacob Lemansky has been farming ants since he was 8 years old.
You know, I have it in a picture frame. It's a work of art. So I've been watching, and a couple days ago, they had built this tunnel, and they built a cavern. It's like the size of a quarter, but it's shaped more like a triangle with the point upwards. And then the tunnel collapsed, and all the ants had cleared out of there except for one. And it got stuck in there. I noticed it, and it just was pacing back and forth, and it would try to climb the dirt walls, but they're overhung, and it would fall off, and it would try to climb the glass, but would fall off of that too. So the ants above it are just an inch away, but they didn't even know it was there.
The traits of God in monotheistic traditions are omnipotence, omniscience, and beneficence, or being all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-good. And most importantly, God is the creator.
I got ants because they're no responsibility. Put a little sugar in the top, it's no big deal. But now I feel like this great burden of responsibility for this trapped ant. And I thought it died yesterday, but it just was sleeping for a long time. And I thought I could help it, too. I could, you know, put a stick down there and poke a hole and let him out. It's, you know, that's not out of my control. But I didn't. I watched this ant pace back and forth and back and forth, and then it would sleep, and then it would wake up, and it was hopeless. And I had the question, am I a benevolent God to these ants? Am I passive? Turns out I'm a non-reactive God. I'm passive. I put things in motion and I stand back to watch. Oh, his leg twitched again. I was just about to say, I'm pretty sure he's dead. He's really close to dead. It's like death throes.
What kind of God is our God? What kind of God is Jacob?
I kind of feel like heavy in my heart about it, but I'm just going to let that ant die. It's just nature's way. They're all going to die in here. Oh, it's done. That ant is dead. You know, it was my fault from the beginning.
If you're a God who allows evil to occur, even if you can prevent it, what kind of God are you? An evil God? A good God with a higher purpose? Or are you a non-existent God? Jacob Lemansky seems to have his answer.
You know, like, really, I'm not passive. I gathered all this. I gathered these ants. I put them in this situation. And then I let this one die. And that's like, that goes from being passive to really, like, I created the whole situation. And I just let this ant die here just for my own entertainment, I guess. Even that's why I have these things, just for entertainment. And I thought I was good.
Is this true of the God who sees us as his little ant farm? Listen to Hi-Fi Nation, a show about philosophy that turns stories into ideas. Available on iTunes, HiFiNation.org, or wherever you get your podcasts.